Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is in the United States for a week-long state visit. She's here to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Jamestown. Her first stop was Richmond, Virginia. She spoke this afternoon at the state capitol about the long friendship between the U.S. and the United Kingdom.
Friendship is a complex concept. It means being able to debate openly, disagree on occasion, surmount both good times and bad, safe in the knowledge that the bonds that draw us together of history, understanding, and warm regard are far stronger than any temporary differences of opinion.
It's Queen Elizabeth speaking this afternoon to Virginia's General Assembly. NPR's Adam Hochberg was at the Capitol in Richmond, and he joins us now from Williamsburg, Virginia, where I understand, Adam, you got to see the Queen ride through Williamsburg in a horse-drawn carriage today.
She did indeed. She came down the main street here in Colonial Williamsburg, the restored village that is a big tourist attraction here along the Virginia coast, with her husband, Prince Philip, at her side. She rode down the street about six blocks, waved to, I would say, thousands of well-wishers that line both sides of the street, and then went off to what we understand will be a private schedule of events later this evening.
Now, speaking of all of those well-wishers, what did you hear from at least some of those people who were there to catch a glimpse of the Queen?
Well, tremendous excitement. I've talked to people who came up to Virginia from Florida. We talked to a school group that came down from Indiana. You know, her appearance here was quite brief, just as long as it takes a horse-drawn carriage to travel a few blocks. And, of course, people were put behind security barriers so they couldn't move once they were in place. So folks just got a glimpse of her for a few seconds. But even still, many were just enchanted with the Queen. I've talked with folks who have followed her reign since she became Queen in the 1950s. People who said their dream always was perhaps to go to Buckingham Palace and see the Queen. Well, now she's come here.
Well, as we heard, she spoke earlier today at the Virginia State Assembly. We heard part of what she said. What else did she have to say in that speech?
She gave a message of goodwill and good wishes. As we heard, she praised the legacy of cooperation between the United States and Britain, and also praised the United States as what she called an inspiration to the world. But she also spoke about some of the changes she's seen since her first trip to Virginia as Queen, which was 50 years ago in 1957. Then, as now, she visited the Jamestown settlement. And she said that in that visit, the 1957 visit, her tour centered on the accomplishments of the British settlers. Now she says that she and the world are more conscious of the role of Africans and Native Americans in the birth of the United States. She also made some brief remarks about an event that still weighs very heavily on the hearts of many Virginians, the shootings last month at Virginia Tech. The Queen conveyed her deepest sympathies on behalf of the British people.
Yes, and I gather that she set aside time to meet with some of the people who had been at Virginia Tech and some who were victims of the shootings.
She met with some of the survivors and with some other students. And the governor of Virginia, Governor Tim Kaine, is saying that he hopes the Queen's visit will help speed the healing process here in Virginia, that at least for a day of celebration, Virginians will be able to get past their sorrow over what happened last month.
And next, it's off to Jamestown?
It is. Tomorrow, a busy day in Jamestown for the Queen and her husband, to a museum, to an archaeological site, and to the campus of William and Mary University.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Adam Hochberg in Williamsburg, Virginia, one stop on Queen Elizabeth's tour of the United States.